It's The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm Ross Reynolds. For many months now, King County Metro Transit has said it will have to cut bus service by 17% unless it gets fresh funding. That could come if the legislature passes a comprehensive transportation plan, but after a year of trying, lawmakers still appear far from an agreement. So King County Executive Dow Constantine is calling for a Plan B, an April 22nd vote by King County voters to raise the money to prevent transit cuts. Dow Constantine told me he could not wait any longer.
Well, we have been working with the legislature to try to be part of a statewide solution for really the last 5 years, and we've run out of time. The reserves have been drawn down. The temporary $20 charge that helped keep buses on the road is coming to an end. And our economy simply can't afford to have us park up to 17% of the buses because of lack of money. So we must move forward with a local solution. We wish it were otherwise.
If there was a local solution, why didn't you undertake it months ago? Because it has been a long lag time from the legislature.
Well, there's really two reasons. One is that, as I said, we want to be part of a statewide solution. King County needs the state to move forward with state highway projects in our region, like 520 and 509. We want the entire state to be successful. And also, we really wanted a better funding source, one that was, the vehicle license fee that we have authority for is a flat fee. The motor vehicle excise tax is based on the value of the vehicle. That's what we're asking for. We did not get that authority, so we're moving forward with the authority we have.
What exactly would your proposal ask of voters?
The funding source we have is sales tax and vehicle license fee, which is the flat tax of up to $100. We're only asking for $60, which is $40 more than it is now. There are some provisions in the law that would allow rebates for those of lower incomes, and we're going to be exploring that with the state legislature. That makes it somewhat more equitable. The other move we've made in order to introduce more equity into the system is to provide for a new low-income fare for those who can't afford the 5 fare increases we've had to have over the course of about 8 years. And that would, I think, help people be more mobile than they are today and participate in this economic recovery.
How about people who are not low income? Would their fares go up?
Yes, we are proposing a fare increase. One had been planned for 2015. You may recall that we had 4 increases in 4 years just at the end of the last decade. And so we are now looking for a 25-cent fare increase to help really make sure that we stay ahead of our goal of 25% fare box recovery.
When do you have to declare to get this on the ballot April 22nd?
Councilmember Phillips, who's the chair of the council this year, said that the council needs to act by the end of February. And that is a very short timeline for a legislative body to have all the public hearings and create the amendments and take committee and then final action. But the council joins me in recognizing that this really is a critical moment for our county and our economy. And so I believe that they're going to act expeditiously. They're going to listen to the people, and they're going to come up with a package to present to the voters on April 22nd.
Miracles happen. What if the state legislature does pass a transportation plan before you put this on the ballot?
Well, this remains our top priority in Olympia, a statewide transportation package that includes local options for transit and local roads. If the legislature acts quickly, we would be able to have the council consider the authorities that they provide in that statewide package. If they don't act until toward the end of the legislative session, there just won't be time, and we cannot wait another year in order to fund our transit system. We have to keep those buses running, keep people moving, and keep business growing.
Anti-tax initiative king Tim Iman says there is zero chance King County voters will okay a tax increase and a license fee that's higher. What do you say?
Well, I haven't made a habit of listening to Tim Iman's advice, but I will say that, it's obviously difficult, even in King County, to ask people to raise their taxes. And so we need to, have a good campaign to share with them what's at stake. And what is at stake is a good part of our economic recovery and the opportunity for many thousands of people to be able to get back on their feet. In addition, shutting down this big chunk of our bus system will put tens of thousands of cars back onto our already horribly congested road system. And that impacts every single person, every single business in our region. This is obviously not where we wanted to be, but we have to make this investment as a region, as a people, if we're going to be able to continue to grow and succeed.
As you've made clear, it's not your preference that the state's largest county approve our own transportation funding plan, but if that happens, how does that affect the efforts in Olympia to pass a statewide transportation plan? Some have suggested that it would deplete those efforts.
Well, you know, there's certainly some validity to that perspective. On the other hand, we continue to insist that a statewide package is essential, that we are part of a larger regional and state economy, and that we have many important state projects here in our own county. And so when there's a good, balanced, and fair proposal on the table in Olympia, we will be there to support it, as we supported last year's House package that passed.
But does it take the wind out of the sails of local legislators who might say, okay, we took care of it here in King County? Might it reduce their energy for passing the state plan now that it will be kind of dealt with in their locale?
Need to recognize that the proposal we're putting forward really only keeps our head above water. And on the road side, not even that. It adds some money for local roads maintenance and repair. But the need is great, and so there is plenty more for our legislators to do. We simply couldn't wait any longer because we're going to start to have to dismantle our transit system and with it our economic prospects.
That's King County Executive Dow Constantine telling us why he proposed a Plan B for funding King County Metro that could be on the ballot on April 22nd. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.